The Siloam Springs Museum is preparing to welcome the public into its newly renovated space later this week. The museum moved into its present-day home, an old Church of Christ building in downtown, in 1972. Ozarks at Large's Antoinette Grajeda recently visited the museum to learn more about the renovation and its future. She has this report.
There's lots of new aspects to the Siloam Springs Museum. For starters, the museum has a new executive director, Elaine Reynolds. She took over in December, and today she's leading me down some stairs to the basement where the museum's collection will be stored.
You know, the collections are the soul of the museum, and all new shelving.
Photos, store ledgers, and books, among other things, will be kept downstairs. The museum's collection was stored in the basement prior to the renovation, but a few walls have been removed to create more space. Don Warden, director of collections and research, has been with the museum since 1991. He says they're gaining a lot of shelf space, and while it'll take some work to organize everything, it will make the collection more accessible than it was for research and exhibits.
We've totally transformed the upstairs and the downstairs both.
One of the biggest changes to the main floor of the museum is the construction of a partial second floor for office space. Friday, local residents can see the renovation for themselves while they visit the museum for a Meet the Artist reception. The first artist to showcase his work as part of this new initiative is Troy Anderson. He plans to display bronzes, paintings, and what he calls dimensional images.
It's taking almost a sculpting technique on a flat surface and then putting paint on it, and it's kind of like looking at clouds. The more you see, what I try to do is pull out images that I see, accent those and make them where people don't have to use their imagination so much. It's just obvious that that's what you see, but you kind of work them into their own creative mind and thinking that, hey, do I see a wolf here, or do I see a mountain lion, or, you know, they start using their own imagination.
The title of the exhibit is Circle of Life, a reference to Anderson's history with the building.
When I came back here in the late 70s, I had taught school and coached football for 3 years after graduating college, and I moved back here. And I started teaching art classes. And this is one of the buildings that I started classes in the basement area. And probably some of my students are still in the area that actually remember taking art classes in this building, which when you see it now, it's nothing like what it was when we had classes here in the basement.
Anderson will also discuss bronze casting as part of a new lecture series Saturday. The other five lectures will focus on more historical topics like historic churches of Siloam Springs and the changing Native American landscape of Northwest Arkansas. Executive Director Elaine Reynolds says the artist exhibitions and lecture series are new attractions for the museum.
The idea is to get people back into the museum, into the building, see what's going on here, see that we're active. And then I think it'll be kind of fun to let people watch us build the exhibits, you know, and see what we're, the first exhibit is an industrial exhibit, and it's going to focus on innovations and marketing strategies that made the businesses of Siloam Springs successful.
The Siloam Springs Museum will host a grand reopening March 30th. A ribbon-cutting ceremony is scheduled for 10 a.m., and the museum will be open until 5. Reynolds is calling this a soft opening and says from this point on, the museum will be open Fridays and Saturdays until all the exhibits are built. She hopes the museum will have expanded availability by June. More information is available at siloamspringsmuseum.com. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Antoinette Grajeda.